It's 6 in the evening as Kate Beekman, on her way to meet Gordy Weber at Grand Terminal Station, leaves her home, walks to the subway station, goes downstairs and through the turnstile.
Oh, Officer McInerney. Jay McInerney.
Oh, hello, Kate.
I'm very fine, thank you. Could I ask you something, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you angry with me?
Me? Angry at you?
Because I didn't stay in the lighted part of the park, like you said. I said I was wrong, Officer McInerney. I know that men would never have bothered me if
Kate, I wasn't mad at you.
Then why didn't you speak to me? I saw you last night, and you saw me. I know you did. And this afternoon. But you didn't speak. Why didn't you?
Well, here's your train, Kate.
Well, there'll be another one, and I've plenty of time for an answer. It hurts me when my friends don't speak.
Why, I wouldn't hurt you for anything in this wide, wide world, Kate Beekman.
Oh. You didn't speak to me.
Well, I wasn't sure you wanted me to. I didn't want to remind you of that fellow.
You couldn't remind me of him. Why, you just couldn't.
Well, then I'll mend my ways and mind my manners and speak at all times hereafter.
Well, see that you do, sir.
That's a promise, Sergeant.
Now, can I ask you another question?
I don't know. Your questions kind of knock a man off his feet. But I'll take a chance.
You're a brave man, sir.
Anyhow, curious. Well?
Well, it's about Skipper. I've got a little white and brown dog.
Well, now, when'd you get him?
Today. Oh, he's the cutest thing, Jay. Mr. McInerney.
Why don't you call
him? I've never had a dog. Isn't he supposed to have a collar and a tag?
Yes, ma'am, and rabies shots, and he's got to be registered.
Oh, dear. Oh, he's such a sweet little dog. Well, I suppose I'll have to do it. But could you tell me where I should take him to?
I was about to make a suggestion, with your permission. I own several pups myself, so I know where to go and what to do. So, I was thinking, if it's okay with you and your folks, of course, I was thinking I've got the morning off tomorrow, and if you like, I'd be more than happy to take Mr. Skipper for his collar and tag and shots.
Oh, would you?
I was also thinking that if you're interested in learning where to take him yourself, in case you get another dog, you understand?
I could go with you.
I was about to suggest it, in case you're interested. In fact, how about we, that is you and me, not Skipper, go and have a cup of hot chocolate now?
Oh.
No?
I'm sorry.
Well, no offense. I thought if you had time.
Well, I do have to take the next train. I'm going to say goodbye to the man who gave me Skipper.
Oh? Fella I know?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, it was nice of him to give you the dog and, you're telling him goodbye, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd better scoot here. Your subway's in.
I'd rather go have hot chocolate with you, but he's leaving from Grand Terminal Station. There's nobody else to tell him goodbye. But it's such a lonely feeling when you go away and there's nobody to say goodbye. But I'd better go. I'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Yes. It's lonely saying goodbye in any station. Or any time to that sweet girl. Look at you, Jay McInerney, mooning like a sick calf. Anyhow, I'm glad she's telling the fella goodbye.
As you know, the fellow is Gordy Weber. And you also know Gordy hopes his meeting with Kate will not result in a goodbye. Gordy was lucky when he chose Grand Terminal to make his final bid for Kate's sympathy. The vast, impersonal place makes one alone feel more alone, creates the illusion of friendship when acquaintances meet.
Capital Limited, now loading at gate 13. Capital Limited, now
Kate?
Loading at gate 13.
Kate! Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mr. Weber.
Well, I was scared you'd change your mind. Boy, I'm glad you came down to see me off. Would you like a drink? Hot chocolate.
That's the second offer. You don't really want any, do you?
Well, I wouldn't kid you, Kate. I'm not much of a hot chocolate man, but if you'd like some.
No, thanks.
Well, then let's sit down, huh? My train leaves from gate 9. Sit down, Kate.
When does it leave?
Oh, in a few minutes. Let's not... Oh, how's Skipper?
Oh, he's fine. He's the cutest thing.
Yeah, he's a nice little dog.
Mr. Weber...
Look, Kate, I'm walking through that gate in a few minutes. These last few minutes, call me Gordy, huh?
All right, Gordy.
Now tell me about Skipper.
Why, he seems happy. He seems to like me.
Sure. I didn't have time to get him a tag and all, but you...
Oh,
can...
that's all right. I'll do it.
Oh, he can do tricks, Kate. Wait till you see him sit up and beg and he'll roll over and... Nah, I don't want to talk about Skipper. You know what I want to say. Kate, I don't know what I did, but...
Gordy...
Look, please, listen, will you? I'm going away now. It's important to get things straight when you go away, you know? Or maybe you don't. But going away makes you feel like...
Yes, I know. When I went away to school and Mother and I said goodbye to Sis and Timmy...
Oh, your brother and sister?
Capital Limited.
Oh, is that your train?
No, I got a few minutes and then the wide open spaces.
Where are you going?
Oh, out west for a while. This spring I'll probably hook up with a carny.
What?
Carnival. I did a couple of years with one. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. See the fabulous dancing mice. Yeah, some life.
Why are you leaving, Gordy?
Oh, I don't know.
She... The girl who brought me, Skipper...
Tony? Nice girl.
She says you're just giving up the nightclub.
Uh-huh.
Why, Gordy? Tony says it's your big chance.
Yeah, it's a chance.
Well, then, why not fight for it?
What's the use?
Gordy, everybody wants things.
Yeah, I used to think so. I wanted that club. You bet I wanted it. I wanted it, Kate, like your folks want your whole family together, like you want dancing. Kate, I want to tell you something. No matter what you think, all I ever wanted for you was what you wanted. That's why I offered you a job. I told myself I wouldn't mention it.
But I don't understand. Why don't you want the nightclub anymore?
I don't want what I thought I did.
No? Oh, a person doesn't really change, Gordy, if he really wants something.
You still want the things you wanted?
Of course.
Well, how... Oh, I guess you got a job that'll give them to you, huh?
I have got a job. Mr. Mason offered me a job in his office.
And you type?
No.
Well, how can you make enough out of an office job? Oh, I forgot. Mason's a very good friend of your family. Yeah, I forgot.
You mean he'll pay me more than I'm worth just because... He wouldn't do that.
Well, no, I guess he wouldn't.
And even if he did, you did.
I what?
You offered me $100 a week to dance in your nightclub. I'm not worth $100 a week. What is it?
What, Kate, you didn't even start to read that contract. I offered you $100 if you could dance good enough.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you frankly, honey, I couldn't pay you a nickel if Helen didn't say it's okay. You see, Helen's my freelance dance director. Helen's strictly the boss of entertainment.
Oh, I thought... No, I didn't understand.
Yeah, I'm beginning to understand a lot of things. Kate, you had me all wrong from the start. I won't try to kid you. There's hundreds of dancers. Plenty of them would fit in. I offered you a chance because you need a break, but I was only offering you a chance. Yeah, little things like that, they change your whole life. Or do they? Yeah, I wonder if it's too late. It isn't too late for me to get the club back, but I wonder... Kate, listen to me. You coming here to see me, maybe it's the luckiest thing that ever happened. The luckiest thing for both of us. Because I got something to tell you. Well, that is, if you listen, if you're interested.
Well, yes, of course I'm interested.
Well, then listen to me, Kate. I'm going to tell you something you never dreamed of.
Well, just what do you think Gordy will tell Kate Beekman? Well, as you can guess, Gordy's sharp, ruthless brain is working as never before in his life. Gordy is playing for stakes Kate doesn't dream of. What do you think he's going to say? Be sure to hear tomorrow's important and surprising development.